Sudanese lawmakers stormed out of the South African Legislative Assembly on Tuesday in protest of what they say is an unfair recruitment process at the EAC Secretariat. They say they want the whole process revamped to ensure fair representation from all member states. Annie Ito is the head of EAC South Sudan chapter. She says during the latest recruitment process, only 14 out of 100 applicants from South Sudan were shortlisted for jobs at the South African Committee Secretariat in Arusha, Tanzania.
And even those 14 members, they are competing with other, it's not like a guarantee thing. So if we follow this method of recruitment, in the end, we'll only have one or two people, or even three. And there's going to be no other recruitment, maybe for 5 years, even 10 years. And we felt that this was very, very unfair.
Gabriel Garang is another South Sudanese representative at the East African Legislative Assembly.
This process must stop. It should not go ahead. It should not go ahead. Because South Sudan is completely out of the employment. We have not been given anything, completely. There's nothing that is given to South Sudan. And I want to tell East Africans, and South Sudanese in particular, we are with you. Do not doubt us, your representatives. This is our job. We are doing our part. So the current process is against us. It is injustice.
Garang says the current recruitment process should be abolished and the ESC should start over from scratch. According to ESC rules and principles, all citizens from member states are to enjoy the same recruitment and opportunities. The top competitive jobs at the ESC Secretariat include those of registrar and the deputy registrar, which are supposed to be on rotation basis. Other jobs are in the fields of accounting, human resource, fisheries and administration, among others. Ugandan lawmakers at the South African Legislative Assembly have joined the boycott and are also claiming unfair recruitment process. Ito says Kenya and Tanzania take the lion's share of vacancies at the East African Secretariat.
We came here to represent all the partner states. If this injustice is on Burundi, we have a right, because that is the basis on which we are representing here. We will not just fight for South Sudan, we'll fight for every partner state until we get fair and equitable process that will guarantee any East African opportunity to work in the ESC.
Ito says South Sudanese lawmakers will put forward a motion to debate the matter when they return to the House next week. Some analysts say such disagreements are typical of the ones that led the collapse of the old ESC in the 1970s. The East African Community is a regional intergovernmental body comprised of the Republic of Burundi, the Republic of Kenya, the Republic of Rwanda, the United Republic of Tanzania, the Republic of Uganda, and the Republic of South Sudan. Its headquarters are in Arusha, Tanzania. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.